To the right of Tom Roberts' great sheep-shearing masterpiece, The Golden Fleece, we can see here a majestic horizontal image which tells us what happens to the fleece once it's been sheared, heading off for its commercial destiny in the wool industry, across the Black Soil Plains by George Lambert. But apart from the heroic impact of this painting, there is one amazing fact about its creation. And that is that it was painted in a small garden shed in the artist's mother's house at Hornsby. The shed was so small that Lambert had to put the canvas diagonally across the space of the shed, yet it looks for all the world the product of a grand studio by a Victorian Olympian. Such a bold, ambitious painting by a precocious young man in his 20s. Lambert had been a student at the Julian Ashton School in Sydney and was Ashton's star pupil. But again we encounter an intriguing immigration story. Where did Lambert come from? He was actually born in St. Petersburg, Russia. His mother was English, and his father, an American engineer, employed by the Tsar of Russia to work on the then-expanding railways. Unfortunately, Lambert's father died before he was born. So he and his mother and his siblings, after residing in Germany for a few years, went back to England. Finally, they immigrated to Australia when Lambert was a young adolescent. They initially lived with his mother's family near Eurobla in a region called Nevertire, which was sheep country. And so Lambert, as a boy, grew up amongst that industry. He actually saw these great draft horses and, of course, learnt to ride a horse himself, at which he became exceptionally good. Then he got a job in Sydney, but he never lost his passion and love of the country life. He did a sheep-shearing picture himself, echoing Tom Roberts. But watching these great teamsters going across the plains bearing the wool bales was something he never ever forgot and brought to fulfillment in this painting, which he made in 1899. The man you can see in the middle of the composition, in charge of the horses, was Jim Smith, a character known to Lambert when he went to stay at a property in the Warren district, which he called the Black Soil Plains because of the colour of the soil. He made a study of all the horses separately. In fact, even when he went back to Hornsby at his mother's house, he roamed around the district to find horses that he could sketch. But he remembered a particular horse called Barney when he was growing up at Eurobla. Barney was almost a pet, a huge draft horse which awed Lambert for his sense of power and great hooves. It was probably the memory of Barney that inspired the portrayal of these horses you see before you. There's a poetic dimension to this picture too. In 1899, when it was painted, there was a poem by William Ogilvy about a teamster load going across the plains. And in fact, when this painting was bought by the gallery and it got the Wynne Prize for 1899, a lot of other poetry was inspired. For example, anonymously in the Bulletin in 1902, "Teamster who so sternly strides, the team so strongly strains, till stride and strength become at length across the Black Soil Plains." So there, the painting was much loved, except for one criticism, that it did not capture the quality of the Australian landscape of strong sunlight and shadows recognised by the Heidelberg artists. And there is indeed something different in Lambert's vision from the Heidelberg artists. Maybe he got it through Julian Ashton, a love of heavy tonal painting. You can almost anticipate Lambert about to go overseas and fall in love with the paintings of the great Spanish masters like Velázquez, so evident in later works by him in this room, made after his departure for abroad on a travelling scholarship in 1900. When he came back to Australia eventually in 1921, it was to a hero's welcome.